Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice wants what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and we're talking moccasin and joke. Where the party gonna hell? Out in the St. John's Wall.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
All around the globe, good evening to you. My God, I got to share some stuff with you guys, and it's been phenomenal. I took a little vacay for a couple of decades, and we got into some beautiful ambrosia. That's right. We're going to be getting into that real quick. We got we stayed at an iconish hotel. We met some beautiful people up there, and we got a hidden gem of a restaurant that's only been in business since August. We're going to talk about that in about a minute or two. I want to talk about my co-host, Rocky. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for him. He's back on oxygen. He caught that damn crap that's going around again. You know, he had COVID for 6 months. He was in the hospital all that time and all on oxygen, and now he's having problems breathing again, and one of his sides of his lung is not well. So everybody around the globe, if you'd give a hell of a prayer for him and tell him to get back on his feet, because we miss him, as you know. We're dead in the woods without him, but we seem to get through. TJ and everybody else came to the table tonight to help us all. Now, by saying all that, let's switch gears, and let me tell you where we ended up. We ended up at a place called the Dream Inn. It's right there on the wharf by the ocean in Santa Cruz, California. From the time you get there and they greet you with the valet people and the bell people and the people at the desk, and I want to, a couple of people at the desk, I really want to talk about the names, Felicia, Juarez, and Andrew. These guys treated us as if we were family. That's right, family, which you don't find anymore, folks. And this property, you know, what do you rate it? You know, it goes from 1 to 5 stars. It's an old property. I stood at this property back in 1966, and it's still there. They renovated it. Looks great. They got all the conveniences that you need, and it's right there next to the wharf. Now, it's a great property. You need to go and stay there and just tell them Bigfoot sent you, and I'm sure that they're going to take care of you, and they'll take care of you real well. But that wasn't the hidden gem. The hidden gem, ladies and gentlemen, real simple. It's called Beta Mia. That's right. My beautiful. That's the Sicilian way of saying beautiful. Everybody else knows Bella, Bella, Bella. And we happen to be, oh, my God. One of them is from northern Italy, actually Genoa. The other one was from Sicily. So I'm half Napolitan and half Sicilian. And we happen to have with us on the phone right now the owner, co-owner of Beta Mia, Alessio. Alessio, you out there?
Yeah, hi. How are you? Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me tonight. I'm so excited.
Well, excited. Listen, I had an orgasm, a gastronomical orgasm, eating that food after meeting you and I guess Leonardo, right?
Yes, Leonardo.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he had Arlanginis, and these aren't the crap you buy. This is the real
stuff. Oh, my God. I can't wait when we make it to try it because they are the best thing ever. With Panelle, too.
Oh, now listen, lady, he just brought something up now, which was so delicious to me. And, sweet, I hope you're listening to this, because I know
I'm already slobbering.
Okay, so what's happened is Panelle is made from the tichy flower. You know the garbanzo beans, right?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay, and they make them little clouds of heaven. After they put them up there in the oil, and they take them out.
I like to tell you because it seems like you know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, I know my food. I love my food. You know,
and his
partner is all Sicilian. He's talked to me about pasta bicchiabacchi, pasta cansarde.
Pasta cansarde.
Oh my God! And that night there was four of us eating there. And we felt like we never left our home, ladies and gentlemen. It was so, the atmosphere, the ambiance was like you were at grandma's house, okay?
You were the last to leave, and I invited you for cappuccino the day after in the morning, but nobody came.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, ladies and gentlemen. Where do you see you meet somebody, and they say, hey, come back the next morning. Well, I'll cook you breakfast, whatever you want, some cappuccino. Although we had cappuccino that night also, and he kept bringing out more stuff and cordials and this and that. I want you to tell everybody around the globe, because you're a celebrated chef in your own rights. You were taught by all your family. You got educated at the school you went to. Tell them some of the meals that you love to make and produce for all your people there when they come and eat.
Yeah, I mean, the story is very interesting because I met Leo 7 years ago in Santa Cruz, and he was coming from Sicily, and I'm from Genoa. I've been around since 1996, cooking and being and baking for a long time, even home in Italy. I went to school in Genoa, Marco Polo, Scuola Alberghiera for chefs. And then when we meet together, we had a dream, and we want to share that dream, and we found this place, which we call it Beta Mia. in Siciliano, because it was like our beautiful dream. And we start to cook, and he brought up all his old recipes from his grandma and his mother, and the same for me from my grandma, the pesto genovese, like it's supposed to be done with pine nuts and fresh soy cheese, and it's just all beautiful. And I can't wait when Leo makes the panela, as you said, because we get to eat all the scraps from the recipe. And so it's so just so good. The caponata is straight from his grandmother recipe, and he hides it from me too. he wants to have it. But we get along so well. We make very unique plates, and that's the purpose of the restaurant, because we know there are so many Italian restaurants around that they share basically pretty much the same food and menus. But at our restaurant, you can really find tradition from Sicilia and from Liguria. Well, I'm from Santa Margherita, which is before Portofino, so outside of Genova. And we make capomagro, we make polpo, pesce spada palermitana, swordfish palermitana style. And we make everything from scratch every day, even the salsa pomodoro, the tomato sauce. We buy the fresh tomatoes and we make it every day, or whenever we run out of it.
Listen,
so,
ladies and gentlemen, I hope you heard what he just said, okay? He makes that, by the way, he makes his pastas fresh every day also, okay?
Yeah.
But the sauce, the succo that he makes, okay, is from raw tomatoes. Granted, they're not from San Marzano, but I'll tell you what, they're better as far as I'm concerned, because he has the organic tomatoes. And they take them, they boil them, they take the skins off, they do the crush. I'm telling you, it's just like grandma made, like Nona made, okay? And you're not going to get this anywhere. Yes, there's a lot of imitators, but there's only one real one, okay? And that's Bedda Mia, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I learned something with this guy that I never knew in my entire life. When he told me, when I says, oh, you live from Genoa, that's where that Genoa salami comes from. No. Tell them the story about that.
Yeah, it's funny because in Genoa, here everybody calls that salami Genoa. I like it a lot, but I told you the other night that actually that salami in Italy, we call it Milano, because the grind of the fat and the meat so thin is actually typical from Milano, and it's so good, but it's not Genoa. I don't know, maybe 200 years ago somebody tried to be smart and said, oh, I'm from Genoa, and I call it Genoa salami. But actually that's salami milanese. And but, you know, we can keep eating Genoa salami. I like that because it brings me up the name of my hometown, and it's good anyway.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he's a cornucopia of knowledge. Especially from his roots, and when he's come here, I'm just
thank you.
No, it's the truth. And if you were no good, I'd tell you you're no good too. But you're everything I've had was just splendid. Oh, tell them about the bolognese. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear this, how many those big pots did you make at a time?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The bolognese sauce.
La salsa bolognese. Yes, yes. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I was so proud that I brought out the thin, still warm of the morning. We leave it out before we store in the refrigerator, so you can actually touch it. It was just made it. We was seven. I think we made 17 of seven containers of salsa bolognese that we go through for lasagne, ravioli al ragù, penne al ragù, rigatoni al ragù.
If you ask me what I like to do, what is the best place over there, it would be hard to decide. I can tell you the cassata siciliana, for sure.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's very, very typical also, all the desserts that we make are also coming from original recipes and fresh ricotta. I give you a plate of
arance siciliane candite. That's straight from Italy. So it's, I mean, yeah, everything, we put a lot of passion.
Tell me about Leonardo's bakery. Where he come from? When he makes bread,
you're right. Leonardo, he has a bakery up in Ben Lomond, and his daughter runs it with her son, with his son, as well. They make pizza. They make a lot of. That's really typical Sicilian. I have nothing to do with that, but when I go there, cappuccino, cannoli siciliani, sfingioni. All the stuff that you love, and Oh my God!
My mouth is watering now.
And my kids actually are like, because I have my Wednesday off. The kids go, "Hey, Papa, andiamo su da Leo a prendere il gelato. Let's go get some gelato because he makes all the best gelato up there." If you come back from Italy and you don't want to leave the idol, be back to the U.S. If you go at the bakery, man, that's a place to go.
Yeah, and I'm glad we brought that out because I want the people up in that area to know they got such hidden gems. Now, I got a couple of guys, and they're kind of gourmets on cooking and on the show. My other co-host is Swede.
Yeah.
Swede, you got any questions for Alessio?
I just need to know, do I have to wear a bib?
Ha ha ha!